Exterior. The nuraghe of San Pietro. The nuraghe of San Pietro was built on the highest part of the hill, at an altitude of 524 meters above sea level. It is the largest of a series of six nuragic buildings which surround the plateau of Mura and dominate a large portion of the valley of Logudoro. It has a multi-lobed structure, with big walls in the base of about 2.20 meters and a total thickness of 4 meters. In front of the entrance, some low walls built in the Byzantine era surround a small entrance courtyard. Inside, the spiral staircase that opens to the left shows the presence of an ancient floor. Once through the second axis, we are in the main room, which was originally with tholos, that is, with false dome, created by the superposition of successively smaller rings of mud bricks, the latter demolished to reuse the blocks of limestone. Here you can see the three niches of above average size. Near to the main tower, there are two tower of huts, one with stairway into the thickness of the wall. Given the large amount of archaeological findings nearby, the presence of a village of huts around the nuraghe cannot be excluded. Two bronze axes and many fragments of pottery and other tools currently being studied come from this room. It is now confirmed that this nuraghe has been reused during the Carthaginian, Roman and especially Byzantine period. During its last stage, here in Sores, as well as in many other sites in Sardinia, near Nuraghe was built a castrum, namely a military campsite for a more accurate monitoring of the surrounding area. In the medieval times, finally, the monument was used largely as a quarry for materials, especially for the construction of the Church of San Pietro.